Well, good morning, everyone. It is a wonderful Thursday, and I am your host, Tom Moulton, for The Morning Voice. I'm here every Thursday, and today, the clowns are taking over the studio, and we can't wait. So, special guests in the studio today are Giggles and Peekaboo. Thank you for coming. Morning. And Tony Sanders, the general manager of Old Tucson. We really appreciate you you all being here.
Absolutely. We're excited.
So we're going to talk about Nightfall, the history of Nightfall, and all kinds of things that are going on at the inmates of the asylum are loose again. They've been loose for 33 years, so we're going to come up in the 33rd year of Nightfall. And we're going to have a great time today with our two clowns. And hopefully we're going to hear from Dabney. We and I had a conversation this morning, so we're going to try to get that on if that's possible. Yeah, so before we do that, let's see if we can hear from Tim real quick. Is Timmy on the phone? Hey, Timmy.
Good morning, Thomas.
Good. Hey, good morning. We got the clowns of Nightfall are here. Exciting, huh?
I'm so glad I'm at home.
Hey, so real quickly, the two events. This is our tradition where we talk about the two events that you recommend. So go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, it's time again for Tucson Meet Yourself this weekend, starting off Friday, October 17th, so tomorrow. 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then Saturday, same hours. Sunday, same hours. Close a little earlier on Sunday. It's only until 6 p.m. This is a free event, open to the public. It's a fantastic way to meet your neighbors and meet your community and learn more about the folk side of Tucson. And it's going to be taking place at Hockamy Plaza in front of the Joe D. Valdez Main Library, 101 North Stone. But they actually take over three city blocks of activities, food, culture. It's quite a program.
All right, Timmy, hold up on that other one because we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. We have we're going to go ahead and we're going to roll the conversation we had with Dabney, the clown, Mr. Producer,
right.
Are you ready to put that on the? We should all be able to hear that, right? As Matt is getting hold of Dabney and getting that interview on the air, so stand by. We may have a moment of silence here. So Dabney is kind of the head clown, and and here we go. Well, good morning, Dabney. It's so nice to see you. I know you've been really busy running the town of Nightfall, Arizona.
Well, good morning, Tom. Yes, sir. As you can imagine, we've had to make some changes this year, and my friends in the studio can fill you in on that more, as I won't be able to join you live. As you can imagine, I've got a lot to attend to, especially since my friends from the community are invited to town tonight. But thanks for inviting me out to the show and you know, to share what's going on at Nightfall, Arizona.
Well, thanks, Dabney. And I appreciate you calling this morning before the show. I really enjoy hearing the music. I suspect that gives you a little bit of the feeling that you have to carry through while you're walking around the town. After all, you know, you're in charge. You're the mayor. So it's good to really see you. I'm going to really enjoy what's going to go on. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with Nightfall and how did you really get into this position?
Well, Tom, it's a long story. 33 years in the making, and I know we've only got a limited to a one-hour radio show, but let me summarize for you. It started with the inmates taking over the old town of Tucson several years ago, and we've just been wreaking havoc in Hyde's life, and finally we just couldn't take it anymore, and so we did what we had to do. Then Mary, his wife, decided to take over for a year, and that just didn't sit well with me. I didn't think she really knew what was going on, so now, last year was her last year, and now it's time for the clowns to take over.
Well, you know, we had Mary on the show last year, and she
and I got into an argument about Dr. Hyde. And next thing I know, I'm somewhere in the black zone. I have no idea where I was. And thank goodness to the general manager, Tony, and the entertainment director. And they brought me back in time for me to go to work that day. But oh boy, oh boy. But it's a popular place to visit during October. And, you know, it survived the disastrous fire, you know, an international terror threat, and a worldwide pandemic. But you know what? With the help of all the folks there in Nightfall, Arizona, Nightfall has survived for another October.
It's been a challenge, but the Clowns of Nightfall will prevail. And we invite everyone to come out and take part in the story in 2025.
Well, we're really looking forward to having your two clowns here, and Tony will be here. And we're going to learn about all the activity that's going on, all the scariness that's going on. It's, you know, I understand that when you arrive at the front gate, that you really have to go through and meet all of the folks that you work with.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's just part of the experience.
Well, I know the little kitties, you know, they have their separate entrance, but I can tell you that I'm going to go and I want to meet all your friends. And, you know, we just really, really appreciate your creativity.
Oh, you're too kind, Tom. But one last thing. I need to have you join me in my clown army to tell the story. Therefore, by the powers granted by me, the cast and crew of KVOI and the Morning Voice, for the duration of the show, are hereby transformed into the Morning Voice Clown Squad.
Well, I'm not sure that I have a lot to say about that, but you know, I think when we come back on, I guess I'm going to find out what you did, because we want to make sure that when we go live on the radio, you know, what you're going to do is going to help us do a better show. And I know I appreciate you letting us know that something's going to happen here, but I guess we're going to have to wait and find out when we go live on the air. Now, look, we're looking forward to coming to Nightfall. My family's coming. You know, I've been not quite involved in 33 Nightfalls, but maybe 25 or so. And I'm so happy that Dr. Hyde, you know, may have some presence there, but I understand there's some things and some secrets that you want to keep. You know, we're looking forward to really seeing the gang and all the clowns out there. And we want to really thank you for being on Zoom and helping us kick off this show. You know, thousands of people this morning are going to hear and meet you. And I know you want to invite them all to come out to Nightfall, don't you?
Absolutely. This is one place where you're going to learn that fear is fun. And I'm your Dabney. So come see me. Let's have some fun.
Look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you again for calling in. Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Dabney, for calling in this morning and inviting Giggles and Peekaboo to be with us here live on KVOI, The Morning Voice. And I guess, Matt, is there something going on, Matt, with our noses
here?
What in
the heck is going on out there, Tom?
I think he turned us all into clowns.
Me as
guys,
well. It's terrible. I didn't even realize.
I know, he can't even.
Tim Bimmerstead, I hope you're safe.
I love the nose on you. Hey, you know, at least we get a chance to see it, guys. If you're on YouTube or you're on Facebook, you can see that Dabney is. Definitely in charge, isn't he?
I didn't even see that happen. All of a sudden, it's just all of a sudden everybody's got, oh my goodness.
Tony, did you give permission to Dabney to do this?
Dabney does what he wants.
He has really taken over the town. And, you know, Tony, just make sure the lights are turned on.
Yeah. Pay the power bill. That's about it.
And, you know, we're going to learn today about all the wonderful things that are going on in Nightfall. I think it's probably the bigger and the best Nightfall that I've seen in 32 years. And we're going to talk a lot about the history of Nightfall. I think, Giggles, you're going to share that. We're going to do that probably right after the break. And we want, I think a lot of us, you know, are maybe new to Tucson, and we don't really know how old Tucson went from a straight Western town, cowboys and cattle and wagons. And then all of a sudden in October, something happens to old Tucson. And we've learning that fear is fun, you know, and it's okay to be scared a little bit, you know. And I used to do all the haunted houses with my girlfriend, so I understand what fear can be fun.
Oh, yes.
Especially when you walk through the multiple haunted houses that are there. And it's all, you know, it's one of these things where it's all for one price, and you have a great time. You can come, and there's season passes. You can come as often as you want. There's VIP passes. And Tony's going to talk all about that stuff. But he is a clown, so we have to be careful because Dabney is listening. Well, this is we're on KVY, 10:30 a.m., and this is The Morning Voice, and I'm your host, the clown, Tom Moulton, joined in with Dabney, and we'll be right back after these messages. Well, we are back, and the clowns of Bustos Media are in the studio. We're looking pretty good. We all have something very common on our noses, and Giggles is ready and armed to talk about Nightfall. Timmy, good morning, sir. Welcome to our co-host.
Good morning, Tommy.
There you are. Okay. Now, if I'm probably looking at you, you probably got a red nose on since you are part of the clown of Nightfall. So we can't see.
Well, I just wheeled around my house and locked all my doors.
Good move, Tim.
Well, listen, Dabney's far reaching, so never you never know what's going to happen. But,
yeah.
You know, there's
this. He's not there. He's going to be somewhere.
Well, this is. We get a little crazy sometimes here in Bustos Media and the KVUI studios, and we certainly, the clowns have taken over. Everywhere I look, there are red noses. And we're here to have a lot of fun with you for the next 45 minutes. Giggles, I understand that you kind of are one of the historians of Nightfall, and I think there's a lot of folks that are brand new to Tucson area. And, you know, having been there in 19, whatever that date was in the 90s, you know, something happened in October.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about what happened and what's going on?
But of course. But first of all, Dabney must really like you. Giving you a red nose keeps you from our darker urges. So you're very lucky.
I don't need any urges, Tony.
But really, it all started back in the 1800s. Dr. Jekyll Hyde's father started the original Goulyard Asylum. He had a lot of dark experiments, and it twisted Jebediah's brain a little, and when his father died, he disappeared for some time. But when the army came into town and the city of Nightfall was truly established, Dr. Jebediah came back in, and given his own history, his experiments were, shall we say, distasteful in nature. And that is how Dabney came to be, as well as many of us. But when they brought back Dr. Jebediah, the cult had brought him back. He took over. The cult then brought back his wife, Mary. And since she had spent such time in the depths, she came back quite vile, and she took over the town last year. Now, us clowns had to be underground and working for her, and that didn't sit well with us nor our leader, Dabney. Of course, we had to do their bidding because she was quite powerful, but Dabney eventually found a way to banish her from the town. And now the time of the clown has arrived, and things are so much better under Dabney. He's a wonderful ruler.
I'm so glad you got even. Last year, Mary was here.
Yes.
And she banished me from the radio station.
She's like that.
And I didn't know where I was, Tony. I mean, I was kind of just floating in the air, you know. And luckily, the power of three, I guess is how you say it, which would have been the producer and the program director and the general manager, brought me back, you know. So I was able to finish the show in time for me to head out to Nightfall to see where all the fun was going with Mary. But it doesn't surprise me that she's no longer around.
Thank goodness.
So it was a divorce in the third degree, huh? And Dr. Hyde.
Pretty much.
But there's some things that are went on with Dr. Hyde. But, you know, but I don't. We don't want to give that away, do we? You know, because you have to go out to Nightfall to find out what the heck happened to Dr. Hyde. But, you know, I can hear his laughter in the background. And I don't think that guy will ever go away, Tony. You know, we keep bringing him back, don't we?
Yeah, he has a tendency to return.
Yeah, yeah. But Dabney's pretty strong, though, right?
Yes. And he's learned a lot over the years.
And Peekaboo, do you personally know Dabney?
Yes. He freed me from the asylum during my time up there. And gave me such a wonderful makeover.
I noticed that. You have a different nose than we do.
Yes.
So you're a clown of your own, aren't you? Yes, okay.
Yes.
And we will see you at Nightfall as well. You're there. And
I'm in the middle of the maze or the beginning.
Oh, hard to tell where you'll be, huh?
Yes.
Now, how many clowns are out there?
Oh, goodness. There's hundreds in true reality, but you don't always see all of us.
Some of you are hidden?
Of course.
And you pop out wherever you don't expect them?
Well, we've spent centuries hiding, but as we become more comfortable with communities, we're allowed to pop out. We love our victims. I mean, visitors.
There's nothing worse than a shy clown that becomes aware.
I quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and this is the fun part of working at a family theme park, isn't it, Tony?
Oh, yeah. This is the best part, right?
There used to be a time in the theme park world that October was one of the worst months. And then somebody, I think it was probably born at IAPA, that said, you know what? I make Christmas decorations. I can make Halloween decorations as well. And then I can invite the little kiddies to come. And then we can do haunted houses because fear is fun. And little bit did we know, 32 years ago, Nightfall was born out of the air, you know? I mean, it was building, right? But and when you step into the gates, this time you have to go through the clown. What do you call that? Do you call it like the clown alley, or do you call it
the carnival?
The carnival of clowns.
It's called the carnival row.
The carnival row. and just give us a little virtual observation. You come to the front gate. You show them your ticket, and then what happens?
We have multiple people roaming our town. Many of us don't leave because within the city of Nightfall, you don't age. That's why we permanently reside there. But you'll see many of our wonderful residents in all of their undead glory. We're always there to greet you, maybe to eat you. We'll see.
Ooh. So since you've been open for a week now, or two weeks
now.
Has anybody gone missing?
We don't tell.
We don't talk about that.
No. Yeah, moms and dads wouldn't like that. As long as they reappear when they get home, that's okay, right?
Of course.
Now, there is an option, and we have to understand that Old Tucson is all about safety. If you are like Tim Vimmerstedt, and scared to death of clowns. So Ronald McDonald was not your buddy, Tim.
He is not, no. I'm a Burger King guy.
Yeah, that mascot wasn't creepy at all.
Yeah, it was pretty creepy.
So what happens if you don't want to go through?
Well, it's quite simple.
What do you call it again, Tony?
Carnival Row.
Yeah.
We do have areas that those that are a little more timid of heart can go. We have a safe route. We also have scare me not lights. But be aware, they don't work so well in the Carnival Row, in the actual haunt areas. We're a little more off leash there.
Now, we have a few minutes before we go to break. Can you let us know who are the kind of clowns, or do you have any clown friends that you know that are just waiting to greet you as a visitor?
Yes, we do have a very, very tall clown. He loves to roam the streets a lot. He's quite unpredictable, but mostly friendly. He's about, what would you say, Giggles? Is, Peekaboo, have you seen?
9 foot tall.
9 foot tall.
Yeah, that's a big clown.
Some people find him intimidating, but he's a sweet
guy. Especially if you're like 8 years old. Yeah.
He gives the best hugs.
Yes.
Other clowns.
Is do you find him? People are scared of him, or they like him?
A little bit of both.
Yes.
Well, there's the ones that pop out quite a lot.
We'll be right back with more stories of the clowns of Nightfall. The clowns have taken over Bustos Media, and we're live here at the KVOI studios. More to come about Nightfall 33. Right back.
Follow along with us on YouTube. 1030 The Voice is our channel. Hit that subscribe button while you're there, and take a trip with us to Nightfall.
Well, we're back, and the Wolfman Jack. I had an opportunity to meet him years ago in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And if you didn't know anything about Wolfman Jack, he didn't really sing until one day he decided to do it's old-fashioned rock and roll song. Tony, you wouldn't believe it. He was a star all over again. And then he moved to Florida and opened up a musical with a big Ferris wheel in the front. So, great guy. We're back, and joining us are the clowns of Old Tucson and Nightfall. Hey, guys, welcome Giggles and Peekaboo. And but, you know, we're all clowns here in the studio because our friend Dabney turned us all into the clowns of Nightfall. And judged by if you're on YouTube or on Facebook, you can see what I'm talking about. Now, Nightfall, we've been inviting you to come. It's been going on for 2 weeks now, and it's going to go all the way through to October 31st?
No, we're actually going November 1st.
November 1st.
November 1st, yeah.
First time it's ever, I think,
been open
for the kiddies on October 31st. So things are looking good for if you want to go visit Nightfall. And, you know, you're going to meet the clowns, okay? You're going to see Giggles and Peekaboo and Dabney and a bunch of other lurking animals that are clowns that are around. But there's a lot of activity going on, Tony, and I think it's good to have a straight clown here in the sense of you're not – you don't have makeup on. But you do have a nose. You do have a red nose. We all look cute today. We're all turned. We can't take these noses off, according to Dabney, until 8 o'clock. So tell us, you know, you have, during the press conference, you announced a whole new map of things to do.
Yeah. So really, Nightfall 33, we decided to amp it up. What could we do across the board, both through attractions, shows, rides, everything? So this year we introduced three all new haunted houses. There is Dabney's Hell House.
Yeah,
a little wordy there, but we have the Asylum, which is the Ghouliard Asylum.
Yeah, Ghouliard. Yes, okay. Yeah. Ooh.
And then we also have Inferno, which is a pathway through the pits of hell. So those are our three haunted houses, and we've amped those up. We've added more to them, made them longer, made them more intense, more detailed in everything that we do with those houses.
Well, of course, fear is.
Fear is fun.
Yes.
That is our motto. So,
quite fun.
Yes, absolutely. And then In addition to those three haunted houses, we have three brand new scare zones. One called Carnival Row, which is a step through the clowns there. As you enter,
and not step over, just step through.
Yes,
okay,
not over.
Okay.
you can then venture into the Witch of the West, which is a coven of witches that have taken over part of Nightfall there.
I could see some of my favorite friends there. I know a few of those.
Oh, yeah. And then if you venture right past the Grand Palace out into the cornfields, if you didn't know, we have cornfields, we have the Cult of Crows.
We just had the My East Festival here, you know, so corn is the king food here, you know.
So we have those three haunted houses, three scare zones. In addition to that, we've created the Seance. It's an experience. It's a limited experience. We only put about 20 people in there at a time. There is a small upcharge for that experience.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories going on about that seance.
Yeah, you get to encounter the spirit of through a doll. We'll just say through a doll.
And we heard you encourage the staff to do a seance.
Oh, we everyone can be, yes. But we have a very specific seance this year. And it's different than last year's. We actually had one last year.
Where is the seance going on?
It's in the McClintock Mercantile Theater.
Okay, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So very dark, very scary place to be.
Especially when the lights go out.
Yes. in addition to the seance, we have, as always, as we do at Nightfall, we have five live shows, entertainment shows, all brand new for this year. And our musical show this year is called The Judgment Game. It's a musical game, and in it, our guests get to judge and make judgment upon one of the performers who are Nightfall residents. And they either get mercy or they get judgment.
Ooh, and you have to go there to find out what that means.
You have to go there to find out, but that means you are in control as the audience.
You know, it's like the movie utilizing deja vu. You kick it off every night.
Every night, yep.
In the same way you did the night before.
Correct.
Which means it's a whole new experience every day.
Every day it's a new experience. But here's the cool part. Every day that you come, that experience, whether you come on a Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Sunday, you're going to get the same experience.
Yes.
Participant.
Continuity in the clowns.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. You have been trained well, correct?
Yes.
Under fear of... not so much fun.
Continuity in chaos.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, how do you spell that?
So we're excited because we have, in addition to the live shows, haunted houses, the scare zones, we also brought back one of Tucson's classic rides, attractions. So that's coming back this year.
And he's kind of teasing you. But you're going to see a lot of those kind of classic cars on Saturday at the classic car show Rotary at the Gregory School. I had to work in that sponsor. No, okay, all right.
If I didn't have to be at Nightfall, I'd go to that classic
car
show.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. You know. Oh, and we have to also mention that you have some very strong marketing support from our sponsor, Visit Tucson.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great partner.
I checked them off. Okay. So now, you guys, if you're listening, they're going to be on at 8 o'clock. So that was the tease. We're going to have the VP of marketing on, and one of his favorite, now that he has kids, is Nightfall.
Oh, great.
And these cars are replicas of some of those cars you're going to see at the Classic Car Show on Saturday.
Yeah, we've brought back what we now call the antique autos.
Yes.
You get to ride that course.
Are they more of an A or a T model, you think?
They're more of the T, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're more of the T. Yeah. And they actually move.
Oh, yeah. You drive that car. You drive it around the course. And the difference is the cars that we used to have were the two-seaters.
Yes, the sports cars.
Now we've brought in more of the four-seaters.
So the whole family can ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. And And it's all part of the, is it all part of the one price deal?
Yeah, absolutely. One price deal gets you everything in the park.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the other things that Tony the Clown are pushing is you can't see it all in one night.
It's you can't, because if you want to see all the shows, you want to do the haunted houses, scare zones, rides, and eat some food and go play some brand new games. We have games in the park again. If you want to do all this, it's very difficult to do it all in one night. But we do open early this year at 4:30.
Yeah, I saw that on the schedule. Yeah. Usually it'd be 6:00.
Well, normally it's 6:00. We do 4:30 now. And from 4:30 to 6:00, we offer a happy hour special. So guests can come in and save on pizza slices, domestic beers, and sodas. And they get some $6 happy hour specials. So you can't beat that.
Well, and you know, there is a tendency for the families to come early.
Correct.
Yeah. Because the mischievous clowns, when that sun goes down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if you're a family and you want to have a lot of the family fun, come early.
Yeah, they can come in early. They can get the rides in, play some games, do all that before the scary really starts around 6:00.
So something about when that sun goes down and the moon comes up.
We do have a thing called the Booville Bash that runs from 4:30 to 6:00. So,
forgot about that. Yeah. Yes.
So
where does that take place?
It takes place in the Grand Palace Theater, so guests can come in and have fun. We're giving away prizes, contests, music, happy hour specials inside the Grand Palace. So, yeah.
You know, I love the aspect of live entertainment, professional live entertainment. Ever since Heritage Railroad has taken this over with their special event company and their entertainment company, these are professional actors and actresses singers that are there. It's not. It's definitely. Even the clowns are not called amateurs, right? You're professionals.
We're the real thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have for 1 hour. We are the real thing too. We'll be on YouTube, so we'll be on the internet forever. Hopefully, we can get the nose off at 8:00. So, well, we'll be right back. And this is the Morning Voice, and we're here with the clowns of Nightfall, and the honorary clown Tony, the general manager. We have one segment left, and we're going to wrap it up and do that final invite, because Dabney promised we couldn't take the nose off if we didn't push him one more time. This is the Morning Voice, and I'm your host, the clown, along with the other clown and the other two clowns, and the producer clown. We'll be right back. I don't think we see him out there. Well, we're back, and we're about ready to get rid of these red noses, Tony. But it's been fun to be a clown for the last hour, thanks to Dabney, and we appreciate Dabney calling in and letting us know that he couldn't get away from Nightfall. He's preparing for another evening.
I think Dabney is evil and he's scary, but he's in a likable way. I kind of like the guy after meeting him on the Zoom thing.
He's a nice greeter.
He's a likable dude.
I think so. What do you guys think?
He's an excellent leader. I'm so glad.
Yes, I quite love him. He's quite fun.
I would imagine you would say that. But I'm not sure. Tony, do you salute him or does he salute you?
I still pay his paycheck.
So in the moment. But no, the creativity of Dabney and the whole team has come together to put together the 33rd annual Nightfall. Can you believe 33 years? Old Tucson's been around since 1939. If you haven't seen the movie Arizona, you need to go out and see it. And then, I've heard 250. If I've heard 350, Tony, what is that number these days of the movies, the television shows, the commercials, lots.
We recently looked at that number again. It's about 500.
500 yeah. Yeah. It's like those wonderful economic development numbers. You believe it or not. But no, the good thing is with YouTube and all the other streaming channels, you can see a lot of these movies. I think I've seen Tombstone at least 150 times.
Yes.
That along with Harry Potter. Well, it does. You know, Tony was giving us all the things there are to do, and we've learned some things that 4:30 now, there's a happy hour, and there's lots of stuff to do. It's just not for teenagers and young adults. Now, over the years, sometimes they've gone a little bit one way or the other way, but now it's really fun for the entire family because they include all the rides at one price.
That's right.
You can come back. There's a special pass. What? How much is that pass? Where you can come back as often as you want?
So we have a couple options. We have the season pass.
All righty.
Which gets you unlimited admission for both Nightfall and Yuletide for the rest of the year, plus some perks and benefits that come along with that, like a free souvenir cup for the year, free sodas, two bring a friend free tickets with that pass as well. So you're really getting three people in for that price.
That's the value and a half.
It's
a great value. And you know, all of these values that Tony and his marketing crew put together, it's such affordable now, especially if you go more than once. And you got family and friends that come into town, you got to go see. Now there's a lot of other stuff going on during Halloween. The one I will, you know, recommend you go to is the Pumpkin Patch in Marana. Yeah. He's a good friend. He's also the mayor of Marana that owns that land. But though they put on a heck of a family festival out there. But if you got an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old and maybe you need to go to Nightfall. Go as a family because there's absolutely so much to do, and you get to meet the clowns.
We love our guests. We love the children, and they love us.
And you're greeted. You meet them almost immediately, don't you?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a safe and secure environment. Trust me, I've been there, and I've been, I guess they call it, wanded? Is that how they say that, or what is that?
Everyone checked.
Everybody gets checked. Absolutely. Your bags get checked, clear bag policy. We just want to make sure from Bustos Media and from KBOI that what we endorse, you can trust us. It is safe, and the team out there. Tony's been decades of a manager of amusement and theme parks, and he's got some people watching over him from Durango. that would be corporate.
Yeah, that's
Should we have turned corporate into clowns too? You think they'd have a sense of humor?
they would.
Yeah. That's good. We have to show them this video. Okay, so
I would throw out.
Them.
Oh yeah.
So you know what? It's time to say goodbye. The website, real quick,
OldTucson.com. But guess what? Those Costco members.
Yes.
Head to Costco. There is a deal at Costco again.
It's all back, right. Head to Costco.
Yes.
This is the Morning Voice, and I'm your host Tom Moulton. We'll be back at 8:00 with the marketing VP of Visit Tucson, our sponsor. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Be careful.
All righty. We're off. Well, we're back. And Matt, we're no longer clowns of Nightfall. It was fun.
The spell has been broken.
Yes, it was fun for the last hour, Lee. We have been clowns of Nightfall. So I'm sorry you missed that.
I can only imagine what that must have been like.
Well, I have the nose to prove it. We were there. Well, thank you. Good morning to Lee McLaughlin. Hopefully you got a good night's sleep last night.
I did, yeah. Slept great last night. It was a big day for all of us at Visit Tucson, revealing our new brand up at the Westin La Paloma. But excited about it, and I've been working overtime to get to that event. So felt good last night.
Well, congratulations! There was what? There were just, I was just a room full of people. What was that? Over 500 or almost 1,000 people? There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, we'll say 1,000.
We're marketing people. We can get away with that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
They call it the Mike. The Mike Fader syndrome. How many fans were in the seats? Oh, 10,000.
Yeah, why not? we felt like we had a great turnout. A lot of our members showed up for us, and I think we always get great turnouts for our annual meetings, but I think there was some extra incentive for people to see the new brand work. So.
Yeah, and thank you. Again, a reminder that this show is brought by Visit Tucson, and we are celebrating today until 9 o'clock because this 13 years ago, Lee, as the brand new graphic designer, right? Was that sort of your title back then?
Yeah, it was. Well, and actually the previous brand was released before I even started working at Visit Tucson. So it was an interesting, as I said on stage last night, it was kind of a full circle moment for me. I was in the room when the last brand was revealed in 2013. So yeah, I guess just over 12 years ago. And when I was in the room at that time, I did not think that I would be up on a stage more than a decade later presenting a new brand for Tucson, but that's the way things work out, and it was fun to do it. So.
Well, a lot's happened in the last 13 years. You became a father.
I did.
Twice, right?
Twice,
yeah. Yes. And I think you were married. Were you married? Or you actually got married as well under the last 13
years? In that time frame.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And here you are. Here you are, the VP of marketing for one of the really very much recognized international destination marketing organization. We call that a DMO.
Yeah.
The staff has grown tremendously. You actually have a staff now.
Yeah. I'd say we're, you know, of course, with the pandemic, like a lot of places, we unfortunately, you know, lost some staff during that time period. But now we're getting back a little bit closer to pre-pandemic levels. And we've, you know, realigned on some other departments and new initiatives and things like that. So it's definitely, you know, despite all the uncertainty out there, I think it's an exciting time for us, and we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing here at Visit Tucson.
Well, as you mentioned yesterday, I guess all of you did, from Felipe to MMGY and yourself, you really focused on this was a team effort. The entire team, all 40 plus of employees, plus the MMGY team and the board of directors are extremely active these days. And then, of course, you had the over almost 1,000 community and tourism leaders. Everybody in that room touched the brand in one way or another, and there was a methodology. I thought that was very important that you went through, all three of you really, all the speakers, well, even Steve, went through how the community was engaged because we have a lot to gain when this town is successful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to all of us. And I think we all know, and I'm sure you talk about it on your show here quite a bit, that, you know, tourism is an extremely important economic driver for the city, the county, the region as a whole. You know, we've been a tourism destination for a long time. I always joke with people, especially when we talk about the new age wellness trends, that, you know, Tucson has been a wellness travel destination for as long as anyone can remember, you know, back when people were coming here to clear up their tuberculosis on the train. So it's something that's kind of in our DNA. So we feel like we get, you know, really strong engagement and understanding from the community that tourism is important. You know, when we're such a seasonal destination, I think everyone sees what it's like in the summertime when tourism slows down. And anyone who owns a business in town, the, you know, brick and mortar business that welcomes in people, they see how it slows down. So in turn, they see how important it is for us to get people in and get them contributing to the economy. And so we have, you know, a lot of strong support in those areas. And then when we do a project like this, we see strong engagement. So yeah, as you mentioned, we try to create an opportunity for anyone and everyone to engage in this process, either through in-person meetings with Stuart Colvin, who was running points on the project for our agency, MMGY, the agency that we worked with on the brand. And then we also sent out a digital survey through our social media channels and newsletters. And we feel like we got a pretty good response out of that as well. So it was definitely a group effort and a lot of input from the community that led us to where we finally ended up with this.
Well, and you know what? That is in reflected in the final brand product as well. And there, I think what we're going to probably try to accomplish today with Lee, since he's lived and breathed this project for how many months has this project been under development?
Oh gosh, well, I mean, if on the short end, we'd say 18 months about, but on the long end, I'd say it's been a process over, you know, the past 5+ years. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, we were looking at starting a rebranding process as we entered into calendar year of 2020. And we all know what happened in the spring of 2020. So we decided to put that on the back burner for a little while, had other things to worry about at that point. So it's been a long road to get here, but we're excited about it.
You know, there was some emphasis with MMGY, gentlemen, is that we didn't flush the old brand away. There were many, many elements that were discovered during that, I guess, discovery process 13, 14 years ago. And that was refreshing to hear that we've been on target really for the last 12, 13 years, but we learned more about what people felt about Tucson and what was important as a reason of why to come and visit Tucson or move your company here or move here.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's well put. You know, I think we were in an advantageous position because when I talk to some of my counterparts at other DMOs, or I see these branding processes happen with other destinations, there are places that, you know, kind of need to completely pivot on how they're promoting their destination. You know, you have maybe a small rural destination that has some development and they want to pivot into being a nightlife and entertainment destination or a tech hub or something like that. We see suburban destinations that decide they want to rebrand themselves as an outdoor destination. So they need to really kind of, you know, fully change how they're positioning their place. And luckily for us, we weren't really looking to do that. I think we had a lot of success with the previous brand and the concept of free yourself. We did a lot of work and it served us really well. So we were able to just kind of build on that, evolve it. And as you said, you know, take some new input from the community and kind of assess what's changed in the past decade, and put that into the mix. And it led us to where we are, and we feel great about it.
Well, I'm happy that during MMGY's presentation that they went back and talked about the what the community felt about Tucson, and in particular what the residents. It's not every tourism city where the residents welcome tourism. And this board, this management team, and I had the pleasure and luck of being on the board for 12 years. I've been off now probably 8-9 years. Great bunch of people. We actually, if I recall Felipe telling me, that there's kind of a fight to be on the board now. I'm not sure that's the right word, but there are multiple people trying to get on the and serve on the Visit Tucson board, where maybe in the past, you know, there was a great bunch of people, but there wasn't, it wasn't a competition or a competitor. Now it's like, you know, you're lucky if you get voted on the board, and there's a mechanism that you have to really show that you're going to serve the community and believe in the community. And I have to say that certainly came out in all the surveys that this town does not shy away, they enjoy being part of a city that is enjoyed by over 6 million people every year.
Yeah, that's what we see. And we've done a lot of research into that, even prior to the branding process, doing resident sentiment surveys to kind of have an understanding of what our residents feel when it comes to tourism. And I think what we find on balance, you know, despite some of the, you know, some of the day-to-day annoyances in high season, you know, it's harder to find parking, harder to get a reservation at my favorite restaurant, those types of things. Overall, they're, you know, people, as I said, you know, they understand the importance of it. So that puts us in a strong position. And then, yeah, we have a great board, very engaged, a well-comprised group that represents a lot of different aspects and assets that we have within the market. So we feel lucky to have their guidance and their engagement, especially when we undertake, you know, large scale, you know, impactful projects like this.
Well, it's been a collaboration, and we're going to go to our first break, Lee, but we got plenty to talk about the process. And of course, we haven't really revealed what part of the new brand is and the anthem and those kinds of things. So we'll be right back. This is The Morning Voice. I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and we're brought to you by the SAAA and Visit Tucson. We'll be right back after these few messages. Well, we're back, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, on The Morning Voice. Every single weekday, you have a wonderful community leader that is here. And we'll get rid of that feedback. There we go. And you get a wonderful community leader here talking about, you know, what's going on in the community, who's really making things happen. And tomorrow, Dr. Ackerley will be here with the WOW and all the things that are going over, I should say Wonder, not WOW, all the things that are going on at the University of Arizona. Dr. Ackerley, who's our the producer of The Morning Voice, and you'll see him from 7 to 9. Well, we are here today after a wonderful, successful launch of the new brand of Tucson and, of course, Southern Arizona. And, you know, we have a great guest that's on the show today. And I've known Lee McLaughlin for, probably 13 years now or so. Or how long have you been there? Visit Tucson, has it been about 12, 13 years, Lee?
12 years. Past August.
Now, so, you got another guy here that's on the radio right now as our co-host, Tim Bimmerstedt, that wants to say hi.
Hey, good morning, Lee. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, Tim, good to hear your voice. Hope you're doing well.
I don't know if you remember me or not, but...
Of course I do. How could I not? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Well,
Tim hired me at Visit Tucson those 12 years ago.
It's all your fault, Tim.
That's right. Yeah, you to blame.
Congratulations on your nuptials, your family, and your promotion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're a good man.
It's been wild for years. So,
I remember when Tim hired you, Lee, he was so excited. And you came in and showing your creativity. We got to work right away off on the Tucson Attractions Passport, making it better looking and more content enriched. And now it says, you know, 130 pages long. And oh my goodness gracious, perfect bind, beautiful piece. You know, Visit Tucson brought that idea to us, a guy by the name of Rick. Vaughn, and he was there last night, so celebrating with you. That it was wonderful to see Rick.
Yeah, a lot of great friendly faces in the room there last night, and as we discussed, strong community support for what we're doing.
Lots of friends in tourism. They gave their blood, sweat, and tears promoting this town 60-70 hours a week. I know Rick was a workaholic as you are, and you know, sometimes with a lot of staff, sometimes with no staff. Sometimes asking your spouse to do things for you, you know, that you may not have necessarily thought you were going to ask when you got them married. I can tell you, 40 plus years of marriage, my wife has given me advice throughout the all those years, mostly good, but mostly all support. And without our spouses and our kids
behind
us.
She's an angel.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And Lee's new kid. How old are your kids now, Lee?
I got a 1.5-year-old little boy and a 4.5-year-old little girl.
Yeah, so, beautiful,
holy mackerel. Right,
beautiful ages, and I know what you do every morning.
Yes, it's a challenge just to get out of the house.
And you know, otherwise he would be here in the studio with us, but thank goodness to the magic of Zoom and all of the things that KVUI and Bustos Media has done to turn this radio show, The Morning Voice, into also a podcast. And we are broadcasting live not only on KVOI 10:30 a.m., but we're also broadcasting or streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. Matt, are you there? How do people get to see us, Lee and I, our beautiful mugs, live?
Head on over to YouTube. Our channel is 10:30 The Voice. While you're there, hit that subscribe button so you can see all of our videos, past, present, and future. 10:30 The Voice on YouTube.
Now, today is a very serious day in the sense that Lee gets to execute the new plan. And it's one thing planning in 18 months, as you mentioned, but now the rubber hits the road. And we'll talk a little bit about how you're going to, and you're off and running, executing. Is the website up and running?
It should be any minute here.
All righty. We've hopefully
been on, but it's going up today. So we coordinated that to happen, after the launch last night. So people will start seeing the new brand going out on all of our social media channels, on the website, through our advertising channels. So it's going to be a lot coming here right out of the gate.
Well, so, and before the website, you're going to hear it right here. The 1,000 people yesterday got to review the methodology, the process, and we're going to talk a little bit about that at this segment. Lee, let's go ahead and see if you can get that streaming part of your presentation working. We're going to, Matt, I don't think there's anything you have to do. We just got to make sure we get Lee's image on the YouTube, and he's going to share a couple of slides, we hope, cross our fingers. I keep reminding people we're not a television studio, but Matt's doing a great job becoming both a radio and a television producer or streaming producer, Matt. Yeah. I should say, you know, we're learning every day. How you doing, Lee? Are you able to get into it?
Yeah, I think I've got it up. Can you see that?
Well, we're still seeing you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's we'll give this another try. There we go. Oh, there we go. So,
okay.
So, folks, I am going to be turning over the show. Lee, you are in total control.
Oh, wow.
But here's the
right man for the job.
That's right. Here's the issue is that I've spent so much time talking to you. I have completely destroyed most of this segment. So when you hear the music, okay, you have to say, we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
I'll throw
to that commercial, no problem.
All right, you got about 90, or boy, not even that. Wait a minute. I tell you what. Let's make it so we are professional radio and television hosts. What we're going to be seeing here is what about 1,000 people saw yesterday. Community leaders, tourism leaders, government leaders. I mean, you had all the mayor there. You had, you know, you had the board of supervisors there. Great support from those two entities, those two funders, yes, supporting the Visit Tucson along the way. And when we come back, Lee, sorry, but when we back, Lee is going to take over the show, and he's going to take in 10 minutes in the segment, and he's going to talk about how did this happen? Because it didn't happen overnight. And Lee is so excited about telling you about a special guest that's going to be here maybe tomorrow, and all the way from New York. This is The Morning Voice, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Lee McLaughlin, the VP of Marketing for Visit Tucson. Well, we're back. I think Dabney was inside your board there for a minute.
I guess so. We did all sorts of things.
Well, we're back, and we have a special guest from Visit Tucson, back from a very successful evening, launching the new brand, 13 years really in the making, and a wonderful group of people. Was Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Yeah, excited to be here and excited to share some of this with everyone. I'll share my screen again.
Great. And go ahead and make that. I don't know if you can make that image as big as you can or something. Matt, how's it look on the YouTube screen? Looks good. All right. So Lee was a big part of the presentation, big part of the development. Also, obviously, all eyes are looking on Lee to execute the brand. So let's listen a little bit more to Lee about the process. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and as we talked about, I'll share some numbers with you first. Tourism has a huge impact on our region. So just last year in 2024, we had over 6 million visitors to Southern Arizona. And these are numbers that we get from the Arizona Office of Tourism. So it's not data that we collect. They collect for the entire state. And for our region, over 6.1 million visitors. And leading to over $2.9 billion in direct travel spending and $920 million of travel industry earnings. So earnings for those who work in travel-related jobs. That's 22,000, almost 23,000 of those jobs in our community. So it's a huge impact. So we don't take this work lightly. We know that this is an important driver for us. So going into the process a little bit, as we mentioned, you know, we really wanted to engage the community in this as much as possible. I think previously, you know, over a decade ago when we did a branding project and when a lot of other DMOs did a branding project, they maybe looked first at, you know, okay, what are travelers, what are visitors looking for? But I think nowadays we start first with, you know, what does the community feel? How do they feel like Tucson should be represented? Because we want something that's going to resonate with people locally, because then we know that they're going to get behind it, they're going to share it, and they're going to be the most important ambassadors that we have. You know, I could have the biggest marketing budget in the world, but if we don't have people that are out there pushing that brand for us, then it's not going to work. We all know, you know, that as anyone who's ever talk to friends and relatives, that's one of the biggest ways that we get our travel inspiration. You hear from a friend or a loved one where they took that awesome trip, and it gets you excited and you want to go there as well. So we need to have that in place. So we really looked at, you know, having resident participation, understanding the goals of the community and the shared values, and then getting an understanding for that, trying to build on that, create a personal connection for people within the community, and exploring that further. And it all kind of works on itself. So, you know, engaging our residents, but also, our economic development community as well, and having something that they can get behind. And Tom, as you mentioned, you know, maybe something that'll inspire someone not only to take a trip here, but also to move their business here or to move here. We all know if, you know, somebody's going to move their business or move their residence, they're going to take a trip first. So that's important for us. So through that process, MMGY, the agency that we worked with on this, did over 65 in-person listening sessions with leaders around the community. And this doesn't include meetings with staff and our board. So it was well over 100 people at the end of the day that MMGY, Stuart Colvin, sat down with. And then we did a resident survey, as I mentioned. We got 900 responses to that, which we feel pretty good about, and at the very least was statistically significant. And so we got some great insight out of that, some quotes through that process from those in-person meetings that, you know, made us feel good and I think resonated with all of us as Tucson locals. somebody said, why did I come back to Tucson? Everywhere else I was a visitor, but in Tucson I was home. And I know that as somebody who was born in Tucson, moved away and came back, that I share that feeling. And after living here, there's no way I could ever live in a place that I didn't love. So people really love it here. And they share that feeling. So that's something we can tap into with the branding. And we saw that bear out in the survey as well. So we had 95% of our respondents said that they were proud to be to live in Tucson or to be associated with Tucson. We put that survey out to people even outside of the city limits, people in all over Pima County. And 95% said they were proud to live in Tucson or be associated with the Tucson region. And as far as what connects us as residents, we saw some of the top things, love of the outdoors, the local art and creative spirit, and protecting the natural beauty of the environment. We had some people talk about the desert quite a bit, saying we have the real desert people expect to see. Of course, that's a huge part of our marketing. It always has been and will continue to be. But also this idea of I'm proud we feel a responsibility to take care of this place. So not just the fact that they love it, but it's something that we need to take care of so that we can continue to enjoy it and visitors can continue to enjoy it as well. And this idea of local pride as well was kind of interesting. I love this quote. You can be considered a local really quickly. You make it through one summer here and you're one of us. So that idea of being welcoming to people, you survive a summer and you're an official Tucson local.
So I guess we did survive the summer because I woke up this morning and I thought, do I need a coat?
I know. We're finally there. Yeah, we'll take it. That's for sure. And continuing on that idea of local pride, we heard a lot of people talk about that, saying we're very proud people and we want to share what we have with the world. So again, in terms of us being able to leverage that feeling in the community and take it out to the world, we're in a really good position with that. And as we discussed, we see a lot of people and even through other surveys that we've done, people are excited about being that ambassador for Tucson and promoting it. So something that MMGY does through their survey methodology is they come up with what they call a net promoter score. And that's by asking a question of, on a scale of 0 to 10, how likely would you be to, talk about Tucson as a destination, basically promote Tucson to your friends and relatives. And so we had a net promoter score of over 50. So that takes, the people who say yes, it's a score of 9 to 10, I absolutely would promote it, and then removes the people who wouldn't, and the people who are kind of more neutral, and we get that score of plus 50. And so MMGY tells us that they see other destinations that have promoter scores of 8, 9, 10. So so we're doing really great on that front. People love it here and they want to share it. And then as far as the perceptions of Tucson, a lot of people really talked about the history and the culture here. And that's something that we see with our local attractions and something that's very unique to us. Even the UNESCO City of Gastronomy designation speaks to that. We also saw people say that, they feel like Tucson's a place full of interesting stories and characters. We all know that. We all have a interesting Tucson character in our life, or maybe a few, and also a place with a rich homegrown culture. So again, those are things that we can tap into kind of outside of the natural surroundings and even some of the more tangible aspects of why somebody would typically take a trip somewhere, to the way it makes you feel when you come here, and that sense of discovery and the experience that visitors have. We asked people, would they consider the personality of Tucson, and rated very high on this scale for being authentic, connected, and bold. Also, vibrant, passionate, progressive. So those are things that we want to, we want to embody that personality with this brand. And an interesting question that's asked as well is, if Tucson were a person, how would you describe them? And so we come up with this word cloud with all of the words that were most common there. And we see authentic, creative, laid back, quirky, And the idea of the chip on their shoulder, somebody with a chip on their shoulder, somebody who's, you know, as proud of their destination, but maybe feels like sometimes we're overlooked. And so it creates this kind of competitive, almost defiant spirit within all of us. And, you know, maybe that goes back to our kind of frontier roots there, and that kind of cowboy culture, living in the desert and having to fight for it a little bit. And then this idea of authenticity, you know, authenticity is very important in Tucson. It's got to be true to us. It's got to be real. So that was, we saw that through the research, and we knew that was a important charge for us with how we developed this brand. It's got to feel like us. It's got to feel authentic to who Tucson is. And when we ask people for descriptions, you know, what are some of the descriptions that people feel best describe what make Tucson, you know, a special place to live? Most people said that our unique food culture, which again, you know, goes right back to that idea of the blending of the different cultures and our longstanding history of food and agriculture here, and definitely something we can promote and something that people we see through other research that travelers are really looking for. They want those unique food experiences. And then, of course, number two after that was our proximity and accessibility to nature, the national park and the national forest, all our great state parks, even things like the Loop, and just the ability to get out there and experience the natural beauty of the Sonoran Desert. And then our community, the community that values arts and culture, our cultural diversity, in a place that still feels like a small town. You know, that's something we all talk about, and we've promoted through our tourism marketing for a long time. You know, we're a big city with a small town feel, you know, and so we're going to continue to push that.
Hey, Lee, we're going to go to a break.
Okay.
And don't go anywhere, because the big reveal coming up, Lee. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. This is the Morning Voice on 1030 The Voice, your trusted local news and talk. And we're talking to Lee and from Visit Tucson about how we're going to go out and promote our brand. Be right back. All right, we need a drum roll here, Lee, because 18 months, maybe 12 years in the making, everyone wants to know about Tucson. I think it's not going to be a surprise, because you covered it beautifully in your last slide. So, Lee, go ahead and get back to that shared file, and we're going to reveal it to the Bustos Media, KVOI, YouTube, and the Facebook crowd. And take it away, Lee.
Great. Yeah, so went through some of the data and the methodology and what we heard from locals, and it all led us to a new positioning statement, which I'll go through first. So for those who venture off the beaten path, Tucson is proud to be a little out there, a fusion of people and culture shaped by defiance and pride, and not fitting in is exactly how you do. And so that also led us to some new creative, new logo, which we're really excited about. So for those of you watching on the live stream, you can see this right now, and of course you'll be able to see it on our website, visittucson.org, on our social media channels at Visit Tucson, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. So really excited about this, and that idea of not fitting in. You know, it's a message for us, a welcoming message, a message of inclusion, knowing that, you know, you can come to Tucson and be your true self. So the essence of the brand, this isn't a tagline, I wouldn't say, but something we're going to try and communicate through a lot of different facets of the brand work, is the idea of don't fit right in. So we're going to be taking that forward in a whole bunch of different ways. And going back to the logo, have a whole new family of logos. CEO Felipe Garcia, you know, talked about the presentation last night that, you know, brand is much more than a logo, but we feel like the logo is pretty cool. And one of the key ways to kind of showcase that, that visual identity. We also have a whole new color palette, you know, organic colors kind of playing off of the Sonoran Desert, and some of, you know, what we see in the not only in the natural environment, but also in our arts and our architecture. So you see that kind of represented within the logos here. And so next step for us is to take this brand out to the world through, you know, a ton of our different marketing channels. And one of the things that we're really excited about, and Tom kind of alluded to this, is this week we're bringing Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show back to Tucson. So a lot of you probably know she's from Tucson. She's a U of A grad. So Visit Tucson is sponsoring a segment that'll air on the Today Show sometime in early November, where Savannah's going to come back to town and have an awesome Tucson experience. She's going to go to some of her favorite places, you know, places she loved to go when she lived here, but she's also going to experience some new things about Tucson as well. So we're really excited about that. You know, obviously the Today Show has a massive audience, and you know, people choose to spend their mornings with Savannah. You know, millions of people every morning, and she, you know, definitely one of our most notable you know, Tucsonans out there. So we're happy that we're able to partner with them and bring her to Tucson.
That's exciting. Really, you're going to be able to see her around town. Hopefully she'll visit Tucson's best, most favorite Mexican food. You know, yeah, absolutely.
That's a possibility. Definitely going to be visiting a couple of our top attractions. She might be going back to some of her old stomping ground in some different places. So,
that's great. Well, I hope she visits with Ed at School of Eller. And we're so happy for you and the rest of the team, Felipe and Graham and, oh, the whole crew out there. I could spend all day talking about how wonderful they are and how collaborative they are. We are so happy to be associated with them for, oh, now 27 years. We have been working with Visit Tucson, and we shared the brand with you all. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you go to visittucson.org. And we're going to be back next Thursday, but this is the Morning Voice. And a thanks again to Lee and to Dabney the Clown and to Tony Sanders for a great morning. And we'll be back next Thursday. Y'all take care. This is the Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton. And thanks to our sponsor, Visit Tucson, for the morning. Bye-bye.